Take control of your life with imagination. Many people feel as if life controls them instead of the other way around. Having the power to shape reality through make-believe is a valuable concept. As children, we adopted make-believe for the joy and creativity it brought us. However, as we matured, we began to believe that our circumstances define us. We started viewing ourselves as being controlled by external forces, almost as if we were victims. What if we could use our imagination to take back control? What we believe often becomes true for us. Our beliefs shape how we see things and what we do. For example, Thandi thinks he's socially awkward, so at parties he avoids mingling, which confirms his belief that socializing is hard. Ling, on the other hand, believes she can connect with anyone, so she confidently joins conversations, boosting her confidence. Two people can see the same event very differently based on their thoughts and beliefs. As the saying goes, change your thoughts, change your world. How to change your thoughts? To change your thoughts, start by choosing to believe new, empowering ideas, even if you don't fully believe them yet. Act as if they are already true. You can do it through the following steps. 1. Identify your goal. Choose an area of life you want to change, like relationships, career, or health. Write down how you want to feel and what you want to achieve. 2. Create supporting beliefs. Think of beliefs that would help you reach your goal, even if they seem challenging now. For example, if you want to be the top salesperson, a supporting belief could be, selling is easy and fun for me. 3. Write down beliefs. Write these new beliefs on paper. Repeat them daily with enthusiasm and conviction. Imagine how you'd think and act if you truly believed them. 4. Gather evidence. Find small pieces of evidence that support your new beliefs. Use the format, selling is easy and fun for me. I know this is true for me because. And fill in the blank with something that happened that day. 5. Align actions with beliefs. Ask yourself, if I knew my belief was true, how would I behave? Write down your answers and start acting that way. Reclaiming the power of imagination isn't just about staying positive or ignoring challenges. It's about being aware of the stories you tell yourself and deliberately choosing those that are both honest and empowering. If you're dissatisfied with your current life narrative, remember that you can rewrite it through each thought, belief, and action. Think of your life as a movie where you're the writer, director, and lead actor. It is essential to strive for an exceptional life. Find clarity. Imagine you have a bowl of cloudy water that you want to clear. You might think of boiling it, filtering it, or stirring it. But the easiest way to do it is to let it sit. Over time, the dirt settles, revealing the water's natural clarity. This same idea applies to our minds. Beneath our swirling thoughts and concerns lies a deep reservoir of well-being, wisdom, and clear thinking. This is our fundamental nature, though many of us have lost touch with it. From birth, we instinctively learn to navigate life and meet our needs. We quickly discover that certain actions, like smiling or crying, attract care and attention. As we grow, these tactics become more advanced. We realize that achievements bring praise, pleasing others earn love, and fitting in fosters a sense of belonging. Gradually, we develop different roles, like being a top student, a responsible older sibling, or an easygoing friend. These roles aren't fake. They help us cope and connect with others. The issue arises when we forget their roles at all. We begin to fully identify with these personas, believing they define our true selves. Discover inner happiness. Beneath the surface, there lies a profound sense of peace and completeness. What if happiness isn't something we must chase or earn, but instead, it resides within us? Babies and young children naturally embody openness, ease, and connection. As we grow, we often start seeking external validation and fulfillment. Relying on external factors for happiness makes it fragile and fleeting. However, true, unwavering happiness emerges when we stop searching outside ourselves and reconnect with our inner wisdom. Instead of rearranging our circumstances to feel good, we can establish a stable sense of well-being within, even during challenging times. For a week, or even just a day, one can experiment with accepting oneself as they are. It is not necessary to strive for improvement or change. Instead of concentrating on boosting confidence or pursuing self-help for self-improvement, one should simply bring loving attention to the part of oneself that has always been whole and well. It can be insightful to experience being in the body, breathing and sensing, without the need to alter or comprehend anything. By practicing this kind of present moment closeness, you'll reconnect with an inner source of calm, clarity, and completeness. This sense of wholeness isn't tied to your roles, relationships, or circumstances. From this stable center, external approval becomes a bonus, not a necessity. You understand yourself, and that's more than sufficient. Rethink exceptionalism. Living in a world where everyone aims to stand out can lead to a paradox. When many succeed at the same thing, it stops being exceptional and becomes the new normal. This shift can make people feel like failures, as what was once outstanding now sets the basic standard. This relentless pursuit of standing out creates a society filled with stress, frustration, and a constant feeling of never quite measuring up. Challenging this mindset can lead to different outcomes. Instead of exhausting ourselves in the pursuit of excellence in every area, focusing on consistent, sustainable efforts in the areas that truly matter can be more beneficial. Try this simple exercise. Choose an area where you feel a lot of pressure to do well, such as writing, sales, or parenting. Instead of striving for perfection, think about what an average day looks like in that area. For writing, this might mean spending 45 minutes writing without worrying about the word count or quality. In sales, aim to contact 5 new prospects each day, focusing on the process rather than immediate results. For parenting, set aside half an hour before and after school to connect with your children without distractions. These small, consistent efforts can lead to significant improvements over time. The power of consistency. Imagine the progress you'll make by consistently having average days. In a few months, you'll notice significant improvements. Within a year, your progress will be remarkable, all because you keep showing up every day. Steady, manageable actions done daily lead to impressive results over time. The key is to trust the process and keep showing up. When you stop setting impossible standards for yourself, you allow yourself to relax and connect more naturally with your goals and life. This opens the door to what psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi calls flow, a state of total immersion in the activity without stressing over specific outcomes. Adopting a less stressed and less effortful approach often leads to better long-term results. When you let go of harsh expectations and unsustainable work habits, you access deeper creativity, resilience, and inspiration. You may do less, but achieve more. This is the power of accepting your averageness. It allows you to do your best work. Learn to appreciate good enough, knowing that consistency leads to great results over time. The real success lies in the cumulative power of your average efforts. Key points. 1. What you believe influences how you behave, and changing your thoughts can change your reality. 2. To shift your mindset, act as if empowering beliefs are already true and align your actions with them. 3. Inner happiness is always within you, not dependent on external circumstances or validation. 4. Focus on being present and accepting yourself as you are, rather than constantly seeking improvement. 5. Consistency in small, steady efforts over time can lead to significant long-term progress. 6. Adopt good enough and let go of perfectionism to unlock creativity and better results.